New level living. Say new level living. Say it's time for new level living, which comes by new level thinking. Say my thinking changes. My life will change. If my thinking is not stimulated, I'm going to stay the same. Not motivated. Not stimulated. Just existing. And allowing things to come to beat you upside the head and keep you in the status quo. I don't know about you, but God didn't bring you into the kingdom to leave you the same way you came in. Do you follow what I'm saying? The desire of the Father is to take you higher. Say, take you higher. After all, the Bible says that you are what? Kings, what? And priests of the Most High God. Now, some people don't even know what a priest is. So you have to break things down. Say, break things down. That's why we're here. Say, breaking things down. Look at LaMonica. She got a pencil of paper sitting right here. Writing this stuff down. And she got great penmanship. Look at you, girl. Glory God. Hallelujah. Do you follow what I'm saying? Because you're coming to a symbol. Say, coming to a symbol. Say, to change the way I think. Why? Because God has given you a principle. As a person thinks, so are they. You come in with a different mindset. How you dress, how you look. If you are in a gang, you got a gang mentality coming to the kingdom of God. You a player, you come into the kingdom of God with a player mentality. If you're stingy, you bring a stingy mentality into the kingdom of God. If you're ignorant, you bring your ignorance into the kingdom of God. But guess what? God don't leave you in the state that you came in. God changes you, amen, so he can renovate your mindset so you can think differently about yourself. You might consider yourself a failure. God says, I don't create failures. Amen. Huh? You might be in a situation where you have failed, but I didn't create you to fail. Do you follow me? Amen. So I'm going to give you a new information. Say, download. God's going to download a new program into your mind called the Word of God. And the Word of God will change the way you think. Amen. Give you new hardware. Say, new hardware. So you can walk out of the old revolution and move into the new revolution. Yeah. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Sure.
Say, God comes to change. It's never his purpose to keep you the same. God comes to change you. Say, change you.
Change.
He wants you to walk in a new dimension. Say, a new dimension. The dimension different from the one that you came in with. Sister Katrina said, I've been convicted for 2 weeks. That's a wonderful place to be. Notice she didn't say condemned. Notice it says there's a difference between condemnation and being convicted. See, conviction is an indication that there's something in you that wants better. Do you hear me in here? I say conviction is an indication that you want to do better.
Amen.
Condemnation comes to destroy your desire to do better. Do you follow what I'm saying? Some of y'all will be easy. Just take pictures of this. Look at little Lucy. Hallelujah. She growing up. Last time I saw her, we were holding her. Now she walking. Hey, sweetie. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can get this after church. You can take a picture of it. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. But we're still talking about, say, new level.
Living.
Say, there's a life
that's
better for us.
Better.
Turn to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Say, new level living. Say, new preparation. Brings new level living. Means you got to do something. See, God looks on the heart, but men look on the outer. Some of y'all got to change your appearance if you want to go to another place. I ain't getting no amens on that one, Katrina. See, some places you won't get in with the way you look now. What you talking about, Pastor? If you want to walk into a new status and a new place, you gotta align yourself. Say, align yourself with the place that you want to go to. You follow what I'm saying? Some places you can't go into unless you go in with a specific dress code. So if you want to go into that place, guess what? You better align yourself. You follow what I'm saying? Most of you have jobs. And if you don't, you have one. And you don't go to work looking any kind of
way.
Why? Because there's a what? There's a code. Say a code. God is say God is attuned to details. Say he's a God of details. Say God is detailed. You even detail. Because you don't want certain people to come to you some kind of way. You don't want people to step on you or step at you. Say step at you, which means come confront you or what? A certain type of way. So you have a detailed, say a detail. You got a detailed view of how you want people to approach you. Do you follow what I'm saying? But if you at the bottom, say you're at the bottom of the pay scale, you can't make no conditions. Because you got to come up. Say you got to come up. The standard is up here, but you're living down here. You're living down here, but you don't want to change. And if you don't want to change, guess where you're going to stay? You're going to stay down here. Guess what? God's got a standard. And you came in on the low end. Say you came in on the low end. Why did you come in on the low end? Because of the way you've been living. God's standard causes you to rise up higher. Say rise up higher. And it causes you to pay attention to details. Say pay attention to details. Because the details, glory to God, are the building blocks to develop you to become what God has called you to be. David was a shepherd boy handling sheep. But God said, you're going to be a king. From the time he was anointed to be king to the time he walked into the kingship was 13 years. Say preparation. Some people want to get here overnight. You don't ever get anywhere of any significance overnight. And if you get there overnight, you're going to fall over day. Y'all didn't get that. You're going to fall very quickly. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I had a young man that we worked with when I was with my engineering corporation. He moved up the ladder really fast. We started together. As a matter of fact, he was below me. And my boss told me that he was wanted because he could be used. Do you follow me? He'll do whatever they say. You can't do that because you won't do whatever we. Because you understand the protocol of the company and things what are necessary and what are not. So he is stuck in a righteous position. He won't bend. Can't use him. So we'll move somebody up. You follow me? Say, that happens sometimes. And I told him, I said, be careful because the rapid rise to success can be coupled with a similarly rapid fall. Do you follow what I'm saying? And when it happened, say when it happened. I didn't point the finger. I helped lift him up. But he was bitter. Say he was bitter. Because he thought shortcuts would get you to the place of prominence and keep you there. Do you know your talent might get you someplace, but your character will take you down from that place? Do you understand what I'm saying? So God is not really concerned about your talent. He gave you the talent. What he's concerned about is your character, because the talent is nothing without character to carry it. Am I making sense? Your character is what carries you. That's why you see football players who blow up, then they implode. Because their talent took them someplace where their character couldn't keep them. Are you following me, saints? And God has given you talents. Say, giving you talents. God doesn't create people without what? First, say physical talents. Say intellectual talents. And he reveals to you your spiritual talent. And it's your spiritual talent that helps all those other things align. Without spiritual revelation or inspiration, your talents will go to waste. They might give you some type of status, but they won't keep that status that you need. Do you understand what I'm saying? So God wants to change us when he brings us into the kingdom, and he changes us by giving us a newness of life. Say newness of life. And understanding. Jesus said, say Jesus said. Glory to God. Are you with me? John chapter 3. Glory to God. Go to 16. Are you there? For God so loved the what?
World.
That he gave what? That whosoever does what?
Amen.
Should not what?
Perish.
Should not, say, should not perish.
Should not perish.
But have what?
Perish.
Verse 17 is more important. He says, for God sent not his son into the world to do what?
Amen.
But through the world, but that the world through him might be what?
Saved.
Glory to God. Say salvation.
Salvation.
Jesus came to save you. Say save you. One of the things, glory to God, that I want to speak about when he says save, God wants to save the destiny that he has for your life.
Amen. That's good. That's so good.
Hmm? So daddy comes to what? To save, preserve what he created, what? You for. Lucy didn't just show up. You better believe there is a plan for her life. God doesn't send people to the planet haphazardly. There was a plan for the life, and then the body came and the spirit inhabit the body to fulfill what was already written in heaven. Say, already written in heaven. So that's why you pray. Say, pray for your children. That the will of God, say that the will of God, they will embrace the will of God for themselves. It's not enough for you to know the will of God for them. It's better that they understand the will of God for themselves so they can walk this thing out. It's not enough that we're Christians and she is in the family. What she has to do is to embrace the life of Christ so that the desire of God for her can be manifest in her life. I can show her the way, glory to God, but she has to embrace the way and develop, say, develop a relationship with God for herself that's beyond me and mama. Do you follow that? And when she starts walking in the will of God, because God is a God of principle and practice, what you sow into, you will receive from. So I've sown into this child, glory to God, and as a result of sowing into this child, I'm going to receive, say receive. I'm going to receive a word of the Lord from her at times. I'm going to receive blessings from her at times. I'm going to receive finances from her at times. Why? Because what you sow into, guess what? You will receive. Not that I'm looking for it, but I understand the principle of sowing and reaping. Say, next level living. Whatever you sow into your children, you're going to get back. Whatever you have sown into your children, or what you haven't sown into your children, you still going to get some back. Say, neglect. You neglect them, they're going to neglect you. Say the principle. It's the princess, the principle. It's not God being mean. It's that God has established principles. Say principles. And so God is a God of details. Say details. And he wants you to understand. Say understand. Say the details. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? Because God is fair. Better word than fair. He's just. He brings us into the world. Say, brings us into the world. Gives us time. Say, time. He gives us abilities. He doesn't tell you what those abilities are. Because faith has to operate. Without faith, what? It's impossible to please God. What is faith, Pastor? Faith is believing what God says about a circumstance, situation, or thing. So what God says a man who don't work won't eat. So what is he telling you? He told you in Genesis to do what? In Genesis, he says, he told man to do what? To what? Subdue the what? Earth. To have or to take what? Dominion. So he's showing the man, say, showing the man. That he's supposed to what? Provide. Why? Because his daddy is a provider. Who's his daddy? God. What happens in our communities in particular is because what you see most of all in our communities, say, in our communities. Say, as far as family. Glory to God. Ooh, Jesus. Matriarchal. You know what matriarchal means? The mama's in charge. Because the daddy ain't there. Do you follow me? So in poverty-stricken situations, the mothers are carrying the load. Because the daddy's gone. Because all they was doing was dropping seed. Because that's what their daddy did. Do you follow what I'm saying? And there was no what? Transformation. Say transformation. So when you come into the kingdom, say in the kingdom, that's supposed to be destroyed. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say details. Uh-huh. In middle class situations, you'll find most of them what? Patriarchal. What's that mean? Father's in control. Now, when you start going over to the wealthy side, say wealthy side. Say whoever has the money controls the house. Anderson Cooper, mama had the money. Amen. Gloria Vanderbilt. So Gloria Vanderbilt determined what happened what? In the house. She was what? The structure. Do you follow what I'm saying? That operated within that environment. Poverty, middle class, wealthy. Three different classes. Say three different classes. Say three worlds and one world. And most of us understand this one because most of us come out of that one. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. Do you follow this? Say, some of us had a middle class upbringing, but our parents had a poverty mentality. They don't spend nothing. I put it this way. They don't save nothing. They spend everything. Do you follow what I'm saying? Live in big time what? Debt. Because the process is to what? Look good, even though things ain't good. Do you follow that? Why are we going through this? Because God's going to show us. Say, show us. These are, say, these are the mindsets. Say, these are the Hittites. These are the Moabites. These are the Hivites. You remember them people that God says, I'm going to send you into the promised land to get rid of. Your promised land is predicated on you getting rid of these Hittites, these things right here that hinder you from going to the place that God wants you to be. Say, these are mindsets. This is how you think, amen. And how you think keeps you in the framework that you operate in. Say, how you think keeps you in the framework of life that you're in. If your thinking don't change, you're going to live this out generationally. Your children will be undereducated. And the preceding generations will be the same. So when you come here, say, come here. In the fellowship, this is to transform the way you think. So not only you can get better, but you can make your generation go better. Say, God is generationally concerned. When God saves you, the Bible says, Jesus said, I'll save you and your household. Why? Because he wants you to what? Prosper what? Generationally. Mm-hmm. Say generationally. And say, it won't be easy. Because you didn't get here overnight. Say, you didn't get here overnight. Say, this is a process. But say, but the process can be broken. And you can move on. Say, move on. But it's going to cost you. Say, cost you. Change the way you think. Change the way you live. Mm-hmm. Organize your time. Organize your day. Plan ahead. Plan, say, plan ahead. See, if you don't have a plan, any other plan will do. If you don't have a plan, you'll be distracted. If you don't have a plan, you'll be all over the place. Why? Because the plan guides you. Say, it orders your footsteps. Say, you got to have a plan. God wants you to go to the next level. And he's with you in the process. Say, it takes courage to change. Say, courage. I'm almost an athlete, man. I know what it is to run a long day. I know it is not to get tired. But you know what? I have a hard time, Clint, trying to get in that room and doing my stuff. 15 minutes, I'm like, woo, and then your body said, okay, what you gonna do now, champ? The devil said, what you gonna do now? You gonna press through? You don't want to press through. You don't want to go to the next level. You pay attention to the pain. If you're out of shape, try working out. You'll know what you can relate to my pain. Because your body don't want to do right. Your body likes comfort. But you know that your body, is the tool by which your brain is exercised. People who don't move, their brain don't function. As actively and as precisely and as efficiently as it should. Because the brain, guess what? It's activated when your body starts to move. Do you follow me? See, God didn't create you just not to understand certain things. Most people think they're spiritual and they ignore their body. If you ignore your body, you're not spiritual, you're stupid. Can I say that again? Because you're a manager. Say managers of this temple. Say managers of this temple. So not only does God want you to understand why the spirit, the words of the spirit are so important, because I think the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he says, I desire that you prosper spirit, soul, and body. So all of you is important to God. So if all of you is important to God, all of you should be important to you. Do you follow me? So we spend a lot of time on outward things, but we don't clean up the inward things. We want to look good, but we're dirty on the inside. You follow me? So God, say, God, I love it. So God brings us here. Say, brings us here. Going, and he begins to show us how to walk to the next level. Say, with the details. Say, details are everything. You show me a person who's successful and they follow details. What are the details? The details indicate the path that you should follow and why you should do it. Go to Deuteronomy 28. What are we talking about? Next level living. Say, next level living. Glory to God. And next level living, as the coach, say, as the coach, I'm going to be challenging you to go higher. Because I'm challenging myself. Because I can always be better. Say, we can always be better.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I want to be better.
I
should be transformed every day. Do you understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. Deuteronomy 28. Say, glory to God. See, I don't want to hear people singing, but we don't have no testimony. Oh, y'all don't hear. Y'all ain't saying, amen. Glory to God. Amen. We want to be a people. Say, a people. Who the glory of God is falling on. Say, glory of God.
Glory of God.
You know why so many people having to convince people that God is good? Because they don't see God good on us. You ain't got to convince people that God is good when you can pray for them and they get healed. You ain't got to convince nobody when you pray for them and their situation change. See, it's the word and the power that follows. Paul says, I don't only speak the word, but I speak the word with power and demonstration following. Do you understand what I'm saying? So God wants you to live a life, say a life. That when you speak, when you pray for people, stuff happens. And they ain't got to say, well, I know Delisha God worked. Why? It ain't because she can quote the scripture so well. That girl prayed for me and something happened.
Amen.
There was something. There was an exchange. I felt something when she prayed for me. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the demonstration of the word. It's the demonstration of the spirit that gets people's attention. Not the word that you speak only. The word is powerful. Say, the word is powerful. But Jesus spoke the word, and guess what? There was signs, what? Following. And Jesus says, John 14:12, those work that I did, the works that I did, you will do what? Likewise. Who will do those works? Those who believe. Say, those who believe. Say, who believe. Not who hear the word, but believe the word. James said, don't be a what? Hearer only, but a what? Doer of what you hear and what you what? Embrace. So Deuteronomy. You getting something out of this?
Yeah.
Say, I'm going to the next level. Say, I'm in the next level. It's my destiny to walk out the goodness of God in my life today. Say, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a round of applause on that. Say, I'm built to carry the glory. Say, I'm built to demonstrate the kingdom. I'm built for this. See, when you know what you're built for, you can do. See, when you know something, say know something. You can run after it. See, when somebody tell you you got it, guess what? You fight for it. And you don't listen to people who say you don't. You understand what I'm saying? See, when you know who you are, say know who you are. Can't nobody bamboozle you out of that. Bamboozle. Say swindle. Say cheat you. Say out of what God has called for you. See, that's why God says what? Let the word of God dwell in you richly when he was speaking to the Colossian church. Let the word of God say, dwell. He didn't say insufficiently. He didn't say moderately. He didn't say a little. He said richly. Richly means abundant. Let the word of God be an abundant supply in your spirit. I was sitting down at a party. Me and Rita went to a party to celebrate a young man's Catholic confirmation. Although they go to a word church, they still follow some of the Catholic traditions. And this lady, I was sitting down talking to this white female, and she was saying, my God, she says, do you spend a lot of time memorizing the word? Every word is coming out of your mouth. It's a scripture. I said, I said, I speak the word. I said, because it's the word that's going to benefit me. I said, it is the word. Say the word. That the angels respond to. It's the word that the angels hearken to. It's the word that I speak that brings the desire of God in my life. So if I'm speaking the word of God, guess what? The desires of God are being heard in the atmosphere. What atmosphere? The atmosphere where angels reign. It's also an atmosphere where devils reign, but angels are better than devils. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Bible says it's more of them than it is of demons. So I recognize the environment in which I live in. Glory to God. I speak because what I speak is going to be manifested. I shall declare a thing, Job says, chapter 22, and that thing shall be established unto me. So you got to understand that you got to say certain things because guess what? The enemy, say the enemy, who has been on you since birth, Say, on me since birth. Satan understands the principle of life. So when she came into the world, guess what? The potential for damage to his kingdom came into the world. Y'all got to hear this strategic. Plus, say plus. He has a lineage. He has a lineage of demonic activity in her family line that he wants to continue. She don't even know it. Why? Because if they don't tell her, she don't know what's behind her. She doesn't know what was in her bloodline. She don't understand what types of things have been happening with the generation that precedes her, which opened the door for enemies to come into her life. Do you follow me? And begin to whisper in her ear, bring people into her life through association and relationships that have been assigned by the enemy to derail her from walking in the place that God has for her. But counterclockwise, on the positive side, when she birthed into the earth, angels were assigned to her too.
Amen.
Say the kingdom of God. God prepares to support his people.
Yes, sir.
Say angels. Was set aside. Say set aside. Just for her. Why? Because they come to work on her benefit.
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying? But they can only respond to the words her mama, daddy, or her says.
Yeah.
Because whatever she releases activates spiritual power to move and to motivate them to perform for her. But if she speaks contrary to the word of God, angels are negated. What's negate mean? They're stopped. And they can't proceed to do anything else unless they hear a word from the Lord from somebody. Say a word from the Lord. That's why in this house we pray for one another. Why? Because you might not have a word, but I got a word for you. You understand what I'm saying? And if I'm connected to you by the Spirit in love, saying love, God will quicken me one night and say, pray for Rita. Pray for George. I don't know what's going on. Pray in the Spirit. That's why I gave you the Holy Ghost, because he prays according to the will of God. So even though they didn't have the strength to play, there was somebody praying on her behalf. That's why it's so good to have a church family. See, a church family. That's why relationships take next level living. It's going to be predicated by relationships. Messed up relationships hinder next level living. So you must be connected. Say connected. With people with like minds. Say like minds. Who can respond to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. So when you're weak, they got somebody strong who can take you through. Thursday night, Rachel was struggling, but the word kept hitting her. Mimi too. Glory to God. Katrina too. The word was bam, bam, bam. Why? Because the word brings life. Jesus says, John 6:33, my word is spirit and it is life. It will energize you. Glory to God. Do you follow what I'm saying? And so you have to put these principles together. Say, put them together. Because these principles are life-giving. And God wants you to pay attention to the details. Say, fine print. You ever sign a contract and you ain't read the fine print? Glory to God, I have. Thank God, glory to God, I ain't do nothing to contradict the contract. But you read something and say, oh Lord, I ain't see that. If this person does not pay the bill or does not pay the debt that has been given will be placed on you. And you will have to deal with every penny of that debt, even though it wasn't for you. That's what you call cosigners. The Bible says you shouldn't cosign. And the only reason you cosign is that you're willing, say willing, to take the debt if they don't pay it. I don't know too many people who want to take a debt that they didn't pay. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? Do you follow me? And the Bible even says, don't you loan nobody no money they can't pay it back. You give it to them. Say give it to them. Without any expectation of them paying it back. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say, keep yourself out of trouble. But it's called paying attention. Say, to details. Glory to God. Say, Deuteronomy 28. Say, pay attention to details. Huh? Because the devil uses details to steal from you. The devil uses the details. He uses the details of the word. Say, details of the word. Because you're under the word. Say, under the word. God, say, God's details. So the devil comes to the details with the courts of heaven. He said, I'm just using the devil's example. Devil didn't do what the word says. So I have authority now to go deal with it. And God says, Say two things. Say two things. Say processing by the Father. I'm looking at a heart. She didn't realize what she was doing. The blood of Jesus covers that.
Amen.
What's the opposite? She knew exactly what she was doing. You can have her. Can I be? That's not the balance. She's heard this before. She did it anyway. Okay. Do what you need to do. But you can't touch her. Do you follow that? See, the Bible says, he who knoweth to, who do and does it not, it is what? So you knew what to do, but you didn't do it. So now the enemy has access to tell your stuff. He has access, the access to come into your life. Not because God desired it. You didn't follow the details. Do you follow me? Say details. Huh? Say details. When people come to get you and you sign a contract, it's not because the contract's not valid. It's not because you didn't sign the contract in good faith. You didn't do what the contract said. So we're following the details. And I want my money. Right. Do you follow me? Or I want my car. Or I want my house. Right. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we have to pay attention. Say, pay attention. Say, to the details. Because God is in the details. Say, Father's in the details. Uh-huh. Because he's the master builder. To create you, he was detailed. Bible says you are wonderfully made. Don't let nobody tell you what you ugly and all this other stuff. Say, keep your opinion to your nappy head self. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say, keep your opinion to yourself. After all, beauty is in the eye of a holder, and my daddy says, I'm beautifully made. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say, you gotta talk like that. Say, talk like that. We don't like each other anyway, so I don't care what you think I look like. Ain't no personal attraction here, no way. You follow what I'm saying? You have to protect, say protect, what the word of God says over your life. And the Bible says God don't look at the outer appearance. What is he saying? God does not, say God does not. Particularly, say particularly. Evaluate somebody based upon their good looks or their handsomeness. If that was the case, Saul would have been king forever. You follow me? Why did he give them Saul? Because the Bible says he was a head taller than everybody else. He was good to look at. He was well built. The people took pride in him. But God says, you're looking at the outer, but I see a messed up heart. And now he said, he's going to send your husbands to war. And he's going to take advantage of your daughters. And he's going to take your land. He's going to spend your goods. Read it. It's in the scripture. Say, this is what he's going to do. Because you wanted a man over me. You wanted a man so bad that you I'm going to give you the one. But you didn't evaluate his heart. You forgot about my heart. I loved you when you was doing messy stuff anyway. I loved you when you were cutting up. I loved you when you were doing stuff and you knew you was wrong. I loved you. I provided for you. I protected you. I destroyed the enemies before you. And you going to take this dude over me? God says, go right ahead. But this is what he will do to you because you didn't pay attention to the details. Do you understand what I'm saying? You follow that? So God says, I look at the what? The heart. It's the heart that I'm looking for. Why? Because the Bible says out of the heart. See, out of the heart flows what? The issues what? Of life. It's your heart, your spirit, your internal spirit, not Holy Spirit, your spirit. You follow me? Do you follow what I'm saying, saints? So we have to say, we have to. Let the Lord. Say, let the Lord. Hey, Uncle Wesley, how you doing? Let's say, let the Lord. Glory to God. Begin to say, evaluate where you are. Say, next level living. Lord, say, next level living comes from next level preparation. The Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, glory to God, is the preparer. Deuteronomy 28. I'm going to go through some things because these tap into the detailed nature of God. Say, next level living comes from next level revelation. The revelation you have is not sufficient to take you to the place where God wants you to go. So you need new revelation. Say, new understanding. Glory. Oh, probably, say probably, on an old word. Because you haven't walked that word out. Say the instructions given have not been kept. See, I don't assume that you know everything. I don't assume that you understand everything. So I try to break things down because I might know words that you don't understand. After all, we're talking about, say, language. See, in poverty, language is for survival. You go to certain areas, all brother know how to do this. Yo, what up, dude? MF, SF, FU. That's the language. Say, that's the language. Huh? So you might not like it, but that's how they communicate. You follow me? But see, when you communicate with that level, say at that level only, for survival, say for survival, you don't have room, say room, for the expansion of your what? Your sphere of influence. So you only communicate with those who speak your language. Because there's a lot of things that come with language. See, if I'm over here and I'm a drug boy, then there's a certain language we speak, and I'll let everybody in my circle. Why? Because I could be taken out. Say codes. But if you're going to break out of that circle and move up, you got to change your language. So you got to be able to understand other things. So people in poverty, their language is for survival. Middle class people use language to negotiate. Say negotiate. What do you mean when you say negotiate, Pastor? They network. Say they network. They talk with people who can help. They talk with the lawn man. They talk, glory to God, with the Kim lawn man. They talk with the adjuster for their houses, insurance. They talk, glory to God, with the loan officer. They use language to negotiate things to take them to the next level. They negotiate with their bosses a higher level of employment. They negotiate with their boss. I want this, and this before I come work with you. They negotiate in the middle class. Poor people don't know how to negotiate because they don't know what they have and they don't know their value. You don't know your value, you can't negotiate. You take whatever you can get. Because you don't bring anything to the table that you know of. Do you understand me? See, rich people, wealthy, say the wealthy, they use their language to network. They're on a higher level. Say a higher level. Say God wants me on the higher level. Say higher level. You got to learn how to speak to people. I can go in the hood and rap. But I can go to the boardroom and talk too.
Yes, sir.
I can go talk to the mayor. I know the mayor. The mayor was at my high school. I can go talk to the mayor. I got his phone number.
Come on.
See, a wealthy mindset. Amen. Say, that's your mindset. Because that's your daddy mindset. Your daddy ain't poor. Your father God is not poor. Say, he's not poor. He can talk to anybody. Every language on the planet he can talk to. God can talk Portuguese. God can talk Farsi. God can talk Spanish. God can talk English. God can talk French. God can talk Creole. God can talk anything. Because he's a communicator.
Amen.
And he networks with everybody.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Good.
You follow what I'm saying, saints? So you're supposed to be like your daddy. Say, like your daddy.
Like my daddy.
He don't have to like a course. Or even the course might not even be necessary to graduation. But he's in the course because he wants to know some things.
Amen.
Say, know some things.
Know some things.
So I can communicate with everybody.
Amen.
I don't have to be an expert. I just know, just what? I just need to know how to communicate. Why? So I can embrace everybody. That's what the Apostle Paul said to the Corinthian church. He says, listen. I become all things to all men that I might win some. What is he saying? I communicate to everybody at that level that I might be able to communicate Christ to them. That's what he's saying. So I can rap, I can go in the hood and yo, what up? Yo, what we got? You got to talk to the jargon, the lingo. Why? So I can introduce somebody to Christ. You follow me?
Yeah.
And I can go to middle class and talk to people, what? About middle class things. And I can speak with the wealthy. What's the purpose? That I might, what? Win them to Christ.
Amen.
Frederick Price said, you people talking about me before, Fred said this before while he was living. Y'all talking about me about the money, but I can sit in first class and lead somebody to Christ.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going places where y'all can't go. Say, why he can't go? A black man hanging out with people with what? Big money. Why? Because my purpose. Say, my purpose. Is to let them know your money ain't gonna save you. Huh? Yeah, I got a Rolls Royce too. I got a Bentley too. So what happens when you die? See, they can relate to Fred because Fred is in their same what? World. And he's speaking in their what? World view. He's communicating. So God wants you to be flexible. Say flexible. If you're in poverty, say change your mindset. Say change your mindset. See, we were in poverty, but my mama ain't have a poverty mindset. Mama graduated number one in the class, but when she went back to school, she had nothing. Nothing. Say nothing. All she had was an academic record. Say academic record. That don't mean nothing until you put it to work. Four greedy boys. Say four greedy boys. We ate everything. There wasn't nothing left for the roaches. Uncle Wesley, wasn't nothing left for the roaches. They can come out, but ain't no food. We ate it all. Do you understand what I'm saying? And we had Ray. Say, had Ray. See, y'all don't understand, so we understand what it is to cut off the lights and cut them on 5 minutes later, and the roaches out partying. They stop when you hit the light. Like the light stop. They don't even move. Don't even move. See, we not say we know what it's like. We know what it's like for be 99 degrees at night in Florida with 100% relative humidity, and you ain't got no AC. You burn it up. And then your brother comes steal your fan while you sleeping. You feel sweat popping off of you. No air blowing. It was hot anyway, but at least it was air. You understand what I'm saying? At least it was air. But mama said, you might be in the project, but the project is not in you. We don't have a poverty mentality. Y'all going to college. You're going to get up out of here. You're going to be something in your life. God's going to use you. And we're looking at mama like she's crazy. Because all we see is the lack of. Say lack of. But mama let us know that the glass, you don't look at the glass half full or half empty. You look at the glass half full. Say it's perspective. And then she, guess what? She became a picture that we could follow. Because while we were going to school, she was going to school.
Amen.
We look at her report card and we get depressed. Dang, we got to step up our game. Mama got straight A's. We over here struggling. And she working and we ain't doing nothing. Mama said, y'all need to get together. We like, damn, got to turn it up. Say, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Say, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Mama get up before we get up, and she sleep after we sleep. And we can't get it done? Do you follow me? Because my mom had next level living mentality. Say, next level living mentality. Next level thinking, next level thinking. Would take us into the rich neighborhoods. Rode out in the woods and say, just look and dream. Say, look and dream. Some kids don't get a chance to dream about nothing because they don't see nothing but their environment. Next level living is about exposing yourself to better. Expose your children to better. Expose yourself to better. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because what you see that could change the way you perceive your life. So we driving through Bird Key, and it was a white man who worked at the guard station. He had developed a relationship with mother. He says, anytime you want to bring the kids in, just come on by. So we go out to Bird Key. We didn't even know O.J. Simpson had a house out there. O.J. had a house back there in the 70s. O.J. was in the dough a long time ago. It's a lot of people living in Bradenton that you don't even know. Really wealthy people. Do you know in this area, it's 5 billionaires that live here. In your area. Don't tell me ain't no money here. Pastor Ed used to teach us, he gave me an acronym that I use here quite often. Poor is people overlooking opportunities repeatedly. Say overlooking.
Overlooking.
Say opportunities.
Opportunities.
Say repeatedly. They always overlooking opportunities to go to the next level. You know why? They don't want to work. See, having taken money from people, giving people, people giving you stuff makes you lazy. And when an opportunity comes, it looks like work and not like wealth. See, say perspective. Next level living is about changing the way you see stuff. That's what perspective is. You see things other people don't see. This brother see work. The other see opportunity. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, me and Pastor Rita, we were driving yesterday because sometimes, because she's a real estate agent, she talked me into it, but she ain't squeezed my hand. She just mentioned it. Let's go look at some houses. So we driving by, and I went by an area that I saw develop when I was managing the new school project. And it's almost completed. But we saw this Hispanic brother with his little boy. I said, look, you know what he's doing? People say, oh, he's working them. Mm-mm, it's more than that. He's giving them a skill and a vision for their future. Say a skill. And a vision for their future. See, this is something we've lost as a people. We've let the enemy come and steal this out of our lives. Get rid of the man. Then the mama talk about him. He ain't no good. If he ain't no good, don't talk about it. Why? Because the boy has his identity in his son. Let him find out his daddy's a bum. Let the daughter find out he's a bum, but let them find out. Don't you tell them. Because their image is based upon what? What birthed them. Say next level living. Comes with next level thinking. You got to understand the strategies of God. You ain't going to be nothing. You're going to be just like your sorry daddy. Your daddy ain't no damn good. You know how it is. That's how y'all talk. That's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. That's sorry. N-I-G-G-E-R. You understand what y'all saying? Cussing, fussing, throwing cuss words out of. And the Bible says, out of the same cistern should not go fresh water and stale. Right. What are you saying? Some of us, and we've all been there, out of what should have been pure, you breaking loose some serious cuss words. You cuss so bad, you chain link. Bah, 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 bah. You make up new cuss words. You got a language ain't nobody ever heard of. That girl got a real serious cussing right there. Do you understand what I'm saying? But you saved. Because you ain't been cleansed. Do you follow what I'm saying? Say next level living. Y'all got to change the way you think. Say change the way you think. Look at your neighbor and says, I'm game. I need to change the way I think. Say I'm game. Talk to myself, I'm game. Glory to God, I'm game. So I need to make some changes up in here. Because I got places to go before the Lord takes me up this plan. I got some stuff the Lord want me to do, and I need to adjust myself so I can be prepared. Say prepared. To take care of that business. Take care of that business. What makes you think, glory to God, you're in school now and you won't do well? That you're going to do well when you get out of school? Because the same level. Say same level. Glory to God. Of activity is needed to get you to the next level and more. So if you're lazy now, you're going to be lazy when you graduate. How are you going to take care of yourself being lazy? Because when you graduate, mom and dad ain't feeding you no more. You better go feed yourself. What happens when mom and dad, God forbid, everybody ain't here forever. Mom and daddy gone. What you going to do then? See, everybody want to make money. But everybody ain't got the skill to make the money they want. So when they don't have the skill to make the money they want, they go do what? Illegal stuff. But they forget a principle. What's the principle? Wicked. Say wickedness. Say wicked people. The Bible says, David says this by revelation, evil pursues the wicked. Say evil. Who is evil? Satanic individuals. In essence, the devil's desire, John, to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's his job description. So if he only lives, say he only lives. The only reason for his existence is to tear your life up. Anything connected with God, he desires to tear it up. So when you start doing evil, it just gives him now open portals to come mess you and your family up. Because that's what he desires to do. He hates humanity. You follow what I'm saying? And life, say life, does those who are ill-prepared worse than those who are. Some of you already know what I'm talking about. But with God. Say with God. Say with God. Say with God. Say it's opportunities for next level living. Say I'm ready. I'm adjusting. I'm moving towards this next level that God has for me. God don't want you to stay the same. I don't know about you, but I hate sameness. Say sameness.
Amen.
Even you want to change your house.
Yes.
I'm tired of that piece of furniture right there. I want to change it.
Yes.
Tired of this carpet right here.
Yes.
Get that picture up out of here.
Yes.
I'm tired of my wardrobe. Let me go. You don't like sameness.
No, right.
So why you want to stay the same with everything? You're going to change your clothes, but you won't go change your mind. Can you follow what I'm saying? You don't like sameness. Because the God in you don't like sameness. Say change. Say change. You don't even like sameness. You change your hair every day, every week. You got a new hairstyle. You don't even like it. God says, now apply that to every area of your life. Say every area. Say every area of your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can change a lot of stuff now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at my sister hair right here. Back to the dress. She just say, handle it. Say, handle it. Might be changed next time she comes here Sunday. Might be a different look. But she don't like sameness. Say, change. Say, change is inevitable. But God wants you to make good change. Say, good changes. Hallelujah. Look what the scripture says. Y'all get something out of this? Hallelujah. 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, first verse. Deuteronomy 28, hallelujah. Say first verse. That's where we are. Say, God is a God of details. Father is detail oriented. And we must be. Say, we must be. Say, likewise. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass. Say, and it shall come to pass. If thou shalt hearken, say listen.
Listen.
What's diligently means consistently have your ears attuned to what God is saying. Mm-hmm. To observe. Say observe.
Observe.
Say observe.
Observe.
I'm in verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Read it out of King James Version. Say observe.
Observe.
You know what observe means? Pay attention to the details.
Mm-hmm.
So pay attention to what the details are. Don't just read over it. Say scan it. If you scan it, you'll miss details.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. To observe and to do all his commandments, which I command, what? Thee this day. Say, God's given specific instructions and tell him to pay attention to details. I command thee this day. The Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations on the earth. Sounds to me like favor. Hmm? Sounds to me like God said, I'm going to distinguish you from the other nations. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Say distinguish.
Mm-hmm.
Which means to separate.
Mm-hmm.
Which means to make you, put you on a pedestal so other people can see. Huh?
Yeah.
What? That God, say the hand of God,
mm-hmm.
is on their lives.
Mm-hmm.
God has not changed. Say God has not changed.
God has not changed.
God wants to distinguish you above others.
Amen.
Huh? Yes. Why? Because it honors him to elevate you. Woo-hoo! Say, put you in a place where others can see you, but excel. You ever thought about that? That the stuff that's happening to you is not God's fault? That the stuff that you're dealing with, God didn't do it? That the stuff you went through, you opened the doors for Satan to come help you fail? Because many people blame God for their failures. And God said, no, I gave you details. Say details.
Details.
And you shall follow them.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I gave my son details. Jesus, I gave him details. And he followed. Say he followed. Jesus, I must needs go through Samaria.
Yes.
Jesus says, I got to do this. Why? Because I got to fear what the scripture said about me. Following what? Details.
Yes.
Jesus understood what the prophets said, the prophets and the law said about him. And he went about following the details of what was written about him so that he could bring honor to the Father. Jesus says, I was empowered by God's Spirit. I'm giving you my Holy Spirit. Now you go follow the details and watch God bless your life.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Jesus did it to show you how to do it. Gave you the Holy Spirit to empower you, to infuse in you the desire, say the desire, and the ability to do it. Do you follow me? That's why he said in John 14, chapter 12, the works that I do, greater works than these shall ye do. Why? Because my spirit is in each and every one of you. Where it was only me on the planet with the Spirit of God. Now the Spirit of God will rest and reside in you all. And if you obey him, you'll have the results that I had. Give God a round of applause in the house of the living God. Thank you for this. I'm built for this. I just got to believe it. Say, belief is everything. That's what the devil wants you to operate in unbelief. Because he knows the power of unbelief. So there's power in belief, faith. And there's also power in unbelief. You don't believe it, guess what? It won't happen. Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee. Say, all these.
All these.
He said, not only come on you, but overtake you. Say, overtake you.
Overtake you.
I decree if you follow the word of the Lord this year, some things will overtake you too.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Financial.
Yes.
Positional.
Yes, yes, yes.
Say, positional.
Yes.
Say, not only positional, but also promotions.
Amen.
Some of y'all need to get out here and just go knocking on doors.
Amen.
Y'all don't hear me.
Amen.
I don't care about your record. God don't care about your record. Whole lot of people working with records. Because of what? F-A-I-T-H. Forsaking all, I trust him.
Amen.
That's what faith is. Forsaking all, I trust God. God, you can do what nobody else can do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Only thing you got to overcome is you.
Yes.
Can I say that again? The only problem you got to overcome is you. So that's personal.
Personal.
But you can do it. Because
yes.
I think the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who indeed strengthens me.
Amen.
So what's your excuse now?
None.
Ain't none. Say, go do it.
Glory.
You built for this. Hallelujah. Get the Lord a round of applause.
Yes.
I know y'all brains going, that's all right. It's supposed to be spinning.
It's all right.
Glory to God. And thee, all these blessings shall come upon thee, and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the what? Voice of the Lord thy God. Say, hearken.
Hearken.
What's that mean? Listen. Say, listen.
Listen.
If you have to start turning them devices off. Get out your TV. Some people don't have TVs. They got their phones. You know you watch TV on the phone now.
Amen.
That little booger right there could be a problem if you don't manage it. Say, manage it.
Manage.
Say, manage it. You find yourself looking at 3 hours later. You're like, what have you accomplished in the 3 hours that you had looking at all these people? Talk about N-O-T-H-I-N-G. 3 hours of talking about N-O-T-H-I-N-G. Did you get paid for listening to them? Did you get a referral? Did you get a job offer? Anything other than trash in your head. And might have a messed up heart because you pissed off with somebody that you don't even know. The devil will play you like a fiddle. Play you like a complete fool. Child, you know I should have did this, but I'm over here listening to Twanisha over here, and she kept on the phone for 4 hours. Well, girl, what you doing listening to her? I don't know, child. I think I got mesmerized. You're in the wrong place at the wrong time. I will have listened to Margarita talking all that trash. Don't even know. I just know her name, Margarita. Or Tremedia. Or whatever. You understand?
Wow.
Glory to God. And say, all these blessings. Say, all these blessings.
All these blessings.
God said, all you got to do is listen. Which means God's giving you instructions.
Yes, right.
If he's preparing to bless you, there's an instruction that you need to receive.
Yes, sir.
Huh? But then I got to have ears to hear.
Yeah.
And it goes back to the heart again. Say, next level, living.
Huh?
Going to come out of a clean heart before God.
Amen.
What's in your heart? Say, in your heart. Because God said in Mark chapter 11 that if you don't forgive, neither will I forgive you. Which means I'm not going to take that off of you because you didn't forgive. So that thing that's on you right now that you're trying to get me to deal with, I ain't dealing with it. Because you won't what? Forgive.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Do you follow that?
Amen.
Say details.
Details.
Yes, say yes.
Yes.
You asked me for this. Say yes.
Yes.
And I heard it. Say yes, God heard it.
Yes, God heard it.
And you sold into it.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't do the final detail that unlocked the door for the blessing to show. You didn't forgive. So they are anointed on that giving. Do you understand? Why? Because the details determine everything.
Yes, sir.
Say the details.
Yes, sir.
Say do the details. Not do what you want. Mm-hmm. Do everything, even if God, it hurts you. Mm-hmm. I can't stand that heifer. Mm-hmm. God says, forgive that heifer.
Forgive her.
Mm-hmm. 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 Say, bless her. Bless her. Say, forgive that Negro. Because God says, the ball and chain on your wrist, on your waist, on your ankle, and it's stopping my blessings from coming to you. Do you follow me? Pay attention to the details.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Say, pay attention to the details. Am I making sense in here?
Yes.
Am I making sense?
Amen.
Glory to God. And it says, verse 3, blessed shall thou be what? In the city. And blessed shall thou be what?
In the field.
Y'all heard this before. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to show you something. Say, show you something. It says, blessed shall it be the fruit of thy body. Say, your seed will be blessed. Say, my seed is blessed. What's blessed mean? Empowered to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Say, your offspring.
Offspring.
See, God is generational, man. When you begin to follow the will of God, God not only bless you, but he blesses your what? Your offspring.
That's right.
Huh? And he don't give you no time frame. Mm-hmm. See, as long as they're walking in the word, guess what? Their blessing will be perpetual.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow what I'm saying? That's why it's so important to teach your children the word.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so important to keep. Say, keep.
Mm-hmm.
Developing yourself in the word.
Yeah.
You know, engineers, say architects. I say, Kim, you still do, you still a beautician and all that? Even Kim has to go back and get what? Certified. Because new things come up.
Hmm?
Engineers, we have to go to conferences, what? Because there's new what? Procedures. It's things that make better. You know what I mean? You have to follow that. Why do you think you don't have to get updated on what God is doing? What he was doing last year, he ain't doing this year. What he was doing 6 months ago, he ain't doing anything because God's doing something different. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you got to go to get the class. You got to sign yourself up. You got to line up with God so you can be certified to walk in this new season.
Amen.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Am I taking y'all to a new place here?
Yes.
Huh? Hmm? So your relationship with what? With the Father has to be what? Fresh.
Yeah.
You know, me and Sister Rita, if we don't do something fresh, we're going to get stale.
Yes.
And we ain't going to be able to stand each other.
Right.
Why? Because we have to realign. Say realign.
Yeah.
Say readjust.
Readjust.
So the marriage can be what? Sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
It's already sweet, but it can be better.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Say things can always be
better.
Are you following?
Yeah.
Glory to God. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Say blessed shall thou be, verse number 5, blessed shall thou be in the basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou what? Goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. God said, I'm going to protect you.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? So the Father said, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to bless you. Glory to God. I'm going to take care of your bank account. I'm going to put you in position. Now see, listen to me. God don't just bring money to you. If you think money going to fall out of the air, get out of your crazy Cinderella story mentality. That's Walt Disney. Say, that's Walt Disney. And Walt Disney ain't gave you no money yet.
Mm-hmm.
Some things, say some things, you got to do. Say some things God wants you to walk through. Because typically if God wants you to walk it through, God wants you to walk it through so you can help somebody else walk it through. Do you understand what I'm saying? This stuff ain't going to come by you sitting on the couch watching as the world turns or watching the Price is Right. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Say, get off the sofa.
Off.
The sofa wants you to move. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
So say sofa. No, people don't call them sofas no more. That's old school thinking right there. Couch. You understand? Whatever it is. But okay, say, move. Get up. Say, get up.
Yeah.
Say, move. Say, move.
Yeah.
Man, when I was unemployed, they laid me off. Glory to God, man. They ended my position. Father said, get out the house and move around.
Yes.
Sitting up here getting depressed. Looking at the wall. See what I'm saying? Just expecting something. God says, get out and go do this. And when he told me to get out, I went and did what he told me to do. Every time he told me to do something, glory to God, he blessed me.
Amen.
Uh-huh. He opened up an opportunity to meet somebody new. He opened up an opportunity for me to pray with some people. He opened up an opportunity for me to change my mind.
Amen.
Sitting up in a house in a dark place, just, can I tell you what I was doing?
Mm-hmm.
Entertaining wicked evil thoughts. Just entertaining thoughts. You ain't gonna work again. You ain't gonna do this. No. People were saying, I ain't gonna hire you because you made too much money. I said, how am I? What do you mean, make? I ain't working. How you? I'm not working. You telling me I'm making too much money. What is this? And the Lord says, don't get frustrated. That's the devil playing with you. I'm going over here asking people, y'all didn't listen. Well, how much? Well, dog, you made six figures. If I give you the job, you're going to leave. How you know? You ain't gave me the job yet. Is the opening still here? Yeah, it is, but I ain't going to give it to you. No. Say frustrated.
Yeah.
And you got to keep yourself in joy. Say keep yourself in joy. Don't get depressed.
Amen.
Don't get despondent. Because the first thing you want to go is go straight negative. That power meter just go right down to negative. But you got to keep your mind right. Say, keep your mind right. Stay in the Word. How you keep your mind right? Stay in the Word. Say, stay in the Word. Get with people, glory to God, who going to speak to you. Amen. People who going to pray with you. People who have a next level mentality, glory to God. Even if your next level mentality is shaky right now, they're going to help keep you up in the place that you need to be. Do you understand what I'm saying? Got to have some people now to help you, because everybody, say everybody, has a moment where they go there. And everybody's learning. Say everybody's learning. How to get to the place where they can pull themselves. Say pull yourself out of your depression. Because you know what the Word says. Say know what the Word says. Say know what the Lord says. Huh? Check this out. Verse number 10. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Say distinguishing and putting his presence on your life. Say got to do it. Say got to do it. Say got to do this. Glory to God. But verse 15, say a shift. Say shift. Let's go to verse 14. You there with me? And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I have commanded thee this day. Say quit moving from the details. Say stick with the details. Say what God says. Mm-hmm. To go to the right hand or to the left. Or to go after other gods to what? But it shall come to pass that I will not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God to observe all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee.
Yes,
say all these curses shall come upon you. Not because God don't like you, because you didn't follow the details. Do you understand what I'm saying? Y'all can read that on your spare time. Say read that in your spare time. Say God is a balanced God. Say, an unjust balance is a false way to the Lord. Say, balance. Don't expect me to bless you when you're doing wrong.
Amen.
Just look at it as something going to be taken from you. Say, opportunities. A door for your prosperity was just shut. A man that was told to bless you, the enemy just came. He listened to the voice and said, don't hear that. That wasn't God. And it was God. You follow what I'm saying? Do you understand how this thing works? You stop the blessing, not God. Say, you put a hold in what God has for you. Because you operate in one of these two mentalities. Do you follow what I'm saying, saints? See, this perspective view. Glory to God. It's what the enemy uses. Say, the enemy uses. This to either bless you or curse you. Because if you're in Christ and you're in poverty, don't mean you have to stay there. Because the Bible says, glory to God, Romans. Say chapter 12. It says, be not conformed to this worldview, but be ye transformed. Huh? And that word transformation means metamorphose, or metamorphe, which means a metamorphosis. What's the metamorphosis? It's the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. Totally different. Say totally different.
Totally different.
Totally different creatures. One goes from one and doesn't even look like the other when he's finished. You can tell he came from this, but he's now looking like this. Why? Because he went through a transformation. The Word will transform you, that when people see you 5 years down the road, they don't remember what you looked like previous. Because a change is taking place. And that change has come because you've embraced the Word of God and did what it said. Now, what are the characteristics of poor people, people in poverty? Possessions, say possessions.
Possessions.
People are their possessions. What's that mean? They connect with people like them. Do you follow what I'm saying? They connect with people, say connect with people like them. And that's just glory to God. They form their own band. And you can't break it. And they don't break it. Drug dealers only hang with drug dealers. They don't talk to people outside of their circle. So you can't even bring them a word because they ain't open to receive a word. Joe, am I saying that right? Yeah. You got a closed circle. You can't let anybody in your space. And devil like that because devil like people who don't talk to nobody. He can just blend. He can just mess up this whole group right here. I'm going to kill them because they don't even talk to nobody. They don't even know I'm setting them up for failure.
Right.
I'm setting up the boy in their own group to turn against them. And they don't know it because they can't see me. You can't stop what you can't see. Say middle class position. See, their possession is things. Say middle class. Got to get the boat. Got to get the car. Got to get the house. Got to get the princess. Got to have 2.5 kids. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Say possessions. Say things are possessions. And see, God can't move them. Say God can't move them either. Because them become their gods. See, people is their gods. Now they just use stuff. That's their gods. Instead of going to church, they're on the Manatee River right now. See how fast this 250 grams can go. Run out of the beach. God ain't even on their mind. But God gave them the strength to buy that boat. God gave them a job. God gave them everything. You follow what I'm saying? Say they're wealthy. What type of possessions? They look for stuff, say kind of special type of objects. That what you can't buy. They collect Bentleys. They can collect watches. Rings. They don't care about clothes. Y'all can go to Nordstrom. They go over here to the thrift store. If they buy something, it's going to be a fur. Something that's a what? Value. Pedigrees. Say pedigrees. They like to get honorariums. Degrees from colleges. That's the type of stuff, glory to God. This becomes what? They God. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
See, we talk about mindsets that the enemy uses to mess folk up. Because all three can go to hell. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you follow this saying? Say money. Poor people spend it before they got it. The money spent before it even come to life. Their child, I got to pay this, and I ain't going to pay this bill. I'm going to do something for myself. You understand what I'm saying? But you signed for the bill. I ain't paying it. I'm going to spend this money on myself. Well, how much? You got to pay. Child, can you give me $10? You just got paid at 5 o'clock on Friday. You on knocking on my door at 10 o'clock Monday morning saying, can you give me a loan? See what I'm saying? They spend it before they what? See, middle class people, they manage it. Why do they manage it? Because they got to pay for the house. They got to pay for that car. They gotta pay for that boat. You understand what I'm saying? They gotta manage this money. Say manage it.
Yes.
Gotta manage it. Oh, I gotta manage it. Because if I don't, I'm gonna lose everything.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Rich folks, say rich folks. I ain't really gotta buy nothing. I got more than enough. But I don't want to lose it, so I'm gonna conserve it. I'm gonna invest in this, that, and the other. And they see, with all these, if you don't pay attention, you're gonna be under what? Under slavery to these gods. Rich people, I ain't going to come to God. I got everything I need. But you might die tomorrow. God say, right now, you finna die.
Right. That's right.
What you going to do? That Bentley, I ain't never seen a Bentley follow a hearse.
Right.
That big old 50,000 square foot house? Your sorry kids going to give it up because they don't want it. Sell it.
Right.
You don't work your life to get the house. They're going to sell it, take the money, go do whatever they want to do. And your legacy gone.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying, saints?
Yes, sir.
You follow this?
Yes.
You follow that?
Yes.
Say personality.
Personality.
Poor people like entertainment. They use their personality for entertainment. Say Bravo Channel.
Bravo.
You follow what I'm saying?
Bravo.
Y'all know my brother. Y'all see the Bravo Channels all the time. Y'all see the Housewives of New Jersey. The sister, the basketball wives. You understand? Say all that stuff. Say drama.
Drama.
Say drama kings. Sex and all this other stuff y'all see, all this stuff that you see on TV. See, people look at this. Y'all go looking for Monique. Monique about to cut somebody out of here. You'll find out what? Maury. Say Maury.
You
know what I'm saying? Say it's all about, say, entertainment and having a sense of humor. You want somebody that can make you laugh. Oh, what's that big old fat Hispanic dude name? Rachel.
Fluffy,
but you the comedy channel, you see all this stuff. People spend all their time what?
Yeah.
Entertain. Which is a time what? Waster. Okay? How you gonna hear God when Fluffy talking to you? Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Or whatever the sister's name on the housewives, you know what I mean? Look at, let's say drama. Tired of the drama. Say tired of the drama. What's the middle class? Huh? Personality. They use personality to acquire stuff. Say acquisition. They can't stand you. Well, George, how are you doing today? It's so good to see you. How's everything? How's the family?
Yes, yes, yes.
I can't stand his guts, but I got to say this because he got something I need.
That's it.
See what I'm saying? LaMonica, how you doing? He ain't talking to LaMonica all week, but see, he in the midst of everybody. How you doing? How's everything going? You good? Your family's good? You follow what I'm saying? I can't stand her either. Mm-hmm. You follow what I'm saying? See, that's how people function. Because personality is about what? Achievement is highly valued. I got to get somewhere. And I got to know people to get somewhere.
Yes.
So I pretend to be something that I'm not. And don't even recognize it. People discern. They ain't even got the Holy Ghost. They know you're lying. She can't stand me. Look at it. My wife, I never forget this. It was one lady that was giving me a hard time. I just been on the job about 6 months. Mm-hmm. Oh, hi, Reggie. How are you doing? So good to see you. Is this your lovely wife? Hi, but you know, Marita said, watch out for that heifer. I'm saying, ooh, my baby is discerning right now. That woman can't stand me. Marita ain't never met her. First thing she said, watch out for that heifer. That woman's a problem, Reggie. I said, ooh, you just don't know, girl. I said, my wife here, God. Glory to God. My wife here, God. Glory to God, because she was right on the money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Say personality. Rich people, what's personality for? It's for connections with financial, political, and social. What? Because I want to control politicians. I want to protect my money. I want to ensure that they write the things in these contracts, in these laws, that's going to make me look good. Because they have access like that. You can't just walk up to a congressman because you ain't got no money. No influence. See what I'm saying? These people control things internationally and what? Nationally. Say wealth. See, wealth is supposed to, wealth will open doors for you like this, but you don't use it like them. It says a mindset, though, that God is developing. Food, say food. Even poor people look at food differently. We're going to go, where's the quantity? Lord, that Chinese restaurant, I get a buffet for $4.99. Bring the whole family up in here. We eat everything. It's got MSG, whatever. You're going to eat it because it's going to make us what? Full. Full. Girl, I ain't going over here no Burger King. I go to McDonald's and get a burger for $1, some fries for $1, and a drink for $3. One Burger King sandwich is $4.99. You understand what I'm saying? Both of them mess up your appetite. You understand? Clog your arteries. Huh? But you want, it's because I'm, what? If you're in this category, you're on survival mode. You're in survival mode. You're just trying to get by. And God said, no, I ain't create you just to what? Get by. You know it ain't healthy, but I can get more of it. Hmm? I can't buy the healthy food. Healthy food costs money. Say constriction. Poverty constricts you. Middle class folks, they eat for quality. My wife used to hate Red Lobster. She used to love Red Lobster. She don't like Red Lobster, but she turned around. We're getting to come back door. Why would I go to Red Lobster when I can go at Commerce? Hmm? Y'all don't even know about Commerce, do you? But I'm going to take y'all there. It's a good place to eat. She find the nice places.
Yeah.
Capital Grill. Mm-hmm. You find what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She knows she's going to get a good steak at Capital Grill. Because mm-hmm. She can what? She can go there. Mm-hmm. Follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Say middle class.
Middle class.
Middle class. Looking for what? Quality. Say quality.
Quality.
They cook my steak right. Mm-hmm. See, the steak at Connors and at Fleming's, it's different than the steak at Outback's. Or Applebee's. Mm-hmm. Say different quality. Gerald, no, because he a cook.
Yeah.
Different cuts of meat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Say rich folks.
Rich folks.
They go where the presentation is nice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're looking for a presentation.
Amen.
Now you'd be like, well, dang, that look like a piece of art. I don't want to eat that.
Yeah.
That's what they pay for.
Right.
See, the chef is a culinary artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a different name for the chef. Culinary artist.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying? They cook the same thing. You understand? This guy just trained differently than the other guy. You follow me? But this say is the difference between, say, the mindsets. Say, clothing. Poor folks, they gonna make some raggedy look good. And you can say, look to her, but they're going to look at you like, I don't give a flip about what you say. I know I'm styling. You'd be like, ooh. See, when I was in college in the 70s, before it even came out, my brothers from Philadelphia, when a shirt was old, they cut the collar off. Ain't nothing wrong with the part that holds the collar. The collar just tore. They cut it off, and then they starch it. And they walk on that campus, and people are like, ooh, dog, that's a sharp shirt right there. Where you get that from, bro? I made it, homie. That style became a style that went national. See, black folks used to wear pants that had holes in them. Now they cost $100. They started a trend that they ain't getting no money for. Because guess what? This all I got, but I'm going to make what I got look good. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you talking about some tore up Levi jeans, and they made Levi jeans popular. Levi should have gave them some money. You understand what I'm saying? See, they say expression. They use clothes to express their personality. Do you follow what I'm saying, saints? You follow that? Now, say now. Say the booty out. Say the booty out. That came from prison. The booty out pants was an indication that you was a homo and you was looking to get some attention. I'm ready to come see me. Now the brother's wearing with a badge of honor. And you know, a new walk, you got to walk like this now because you got to keep the pants up. You understand what I'm saying? You got to walk like this because you got to keep the pants up. The belt ain't supposed to keep the pants up. The belt's supposed to be above the hip, but they done made it a what? Style.
Yeah.
Don't even understand the negative connotation. Do you follow what I'm saying? So they'll take, say, it goes back to language. It goes back to language. Because you don't have any self-esteem, you're going to make yourself, even with a negative. Do you follow me? Am I making sense? Middle class folks, they're looking for quality and acceptance of peers. They're going to wear stuff that everybody else, oh, child, that's a polo, ain't it? Oh, girl, that's a, ooh, Louis Vuitton? It's a counterfeit. They don't even know it. Yeah, this is a Louis Vuitton right here. I got, yo, how much you pay for yours? I got mine over here. That ain't even real. You don't buy the counterfeit. Do you lie in? You lying? In? You follow what I'm saying? Follow? But say, for, and if it's a real one, say if it's a real one. You wearing it like this. Louis, baby, Louis. Vuitton. Want y'all see this? Okay? All right? Oh, and I got the shoes to match, for real. Look at it, Louis Vuitton, you see? I got to see this. Louis. Mm-hmm. Say the rich. They the jokers that go and support this stuff with these fashion trends. Like, well, what that woman got on? But that's marvelous, so artistic. And it's $40,000. So I had to have it. Nobody else has anything like it. It looks terrible. But they got the money. Say they got the money. Say they got the money. So say all of these. Say become gods. Say image builders. God says you should have no false images before me. Got all these false images. Say false images. I might got a hair of these shoes because everybody else got it. They don't even like you. You even got the shoes. Look at that heifer thing. She's doing something because she got some shoes like this. We ain't still going to let it in our club. Because you can't please every. Better quit trying to please people and stay true to your authentic self. Say love. Say love. Poor folks, if they don't like you, ain't no love for you. That person might be the person that God sent to help you out. You say, you don't even like them. Because you look at the outer what? Appearance. Say outer appearance. See, if you out there doing something illegal, you ain't going to let nobody in your house anyway. You follow what I'm saying? See, we set ourselves up. Say, set ourselves up. And the devil is in every one of these if God is not. What did I tell you? The Holy Spirit. What's living according to your flesh? It's five senses. That's right. You operating by your five senses without any input from what? Holy Spirit. Which says you have no ability to discern. So God will send people in your life and you kick them out because you don't even recognize their value. They're too tough. Aren't they tough just because you need tough love right now? You don't even know what you need. Middle class, say conditional upon achievements. You what? You a welder? You want to marry my daughter? But get out of here. That boy might be making 100 G's a year. But you think welders don't make no money. Because they ain't got no degree. Say achievement. They look, what kind of bank account you got? It's okay to look at a bank account. It's okay to look at all those things. But not without discernment of the Holy Spirit. You follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
So these people say conditional. You ain't got no degree, you can't come in my house. You follow what I'm saying? Say rich folks. Based upon your social standing. Do you live in a river club over Lakewood Ranch? Oh no, we're in Parrish. Oh, you can't come in. Did I see you driving in our? Oh, you drive a Dodge? Oh, we only take people that drive Benzes. There's people like that. Oh, okay. You got that from Colony? I don't remember seeing that over at Macy's.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of those cheap suits.
Yeah.
Nah, George can't come in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Yes, sir. They look at it. They like, all those shoes, I saw those over at all. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. You bought those secondhand from the thrift store, huh? Mm-hmm. People check you out like that. Yeah. People check you out like that.
Yeah.
That's what these folks do. Say conditional upon social standing.
Upon social.
Oh, by the way, George, Sean, you play golf?
Mm-hmm.
No. Strike. Yeah. Mm-hmm. George, are you Commissioner so-and-so? No, I haven't met him. Strike number two. That's how people mark you.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Say, at this what?
At this level.
Without Christ.
Without Christ.
It's how they judge. Remember, God looks at what? The heart. These people look at? Whatever what?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what's so tough to minister even on to people in poverty? Because so many people in poverty doing stuff illegally and they getting by. They making money. Don't want you invading my life. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even though you got what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Say time. We're almost done. I'm not fit. We're going to go deeper. Say we're going to go deeper. I'm just giving you we're going to break this thing down. Say time. People in poverty don't think about future. They think about now. I'm in trouble right now. I need help right now. I ain't got no time to think about money. I ain't no time to think about things. I got to get it what? Right now. Always under pressure. Say always under pressure. You don't make decisions under
pressure.
You don't make relationship decisions under
pressure.
Huh? Pressure of what?
Loneliness.
Hot. See, some people make decisions for people just so they get money. I'm with him just because he taking care of stuff for me. Don't even like him, but he helping me. So you better watch out for the women, man. It's better to be by yourself. Huh? Say middle class people. They manage time. Because they got so much going on. Kids can play ball. Got doctor's appointments. You know what I mean? Homeowners associations. Homework. You got to manage your time. Huh? Husband got to eat at a certain time. Got to wash these clothes. All that time management. If you don't, you're always in what? Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Say, always in chaos.
Always in chaos.
Ain't never doing, can't never get anything done because stuff is.
Gotta
manage time.
Mm-hmm.
And typically with the middle class, your job is most important. That takes up all your time. And if both of y'all working, do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Follow that. Say the wealthy folks.
The wealthy folks.
They got time. You don't want to get up when you get up. They just conserve. They got people working on their time management for them. They just get on the phone and say, how's this going? How's this going? How's this going? Follow us? Because they're in a different place. And guess what? God wants you in that place.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Say, God wants me in that place.
God wants me in that place.
Say, education.
Education.
Then I'm going to shut it down. People in poverty, education is an abstract concept. It ain't reality to them. Because they thinking about getting by. I'm hungry, ain't no food in the house, mama ain't got no decent job, I gotta go get some stuff done. They ain't classrooms, they don't understand the work, they're hungry. The only time some of the kids, God bless them, they only come to class so they can eat. Schools have free lunches, schools have lunches, even in the summertime they feed kids. Because parents won't do what they're supposed to do, or some can't. Do you know how many females I met that can't even cook? That's not my generation though. Don't even want to cook. Better microwavable for fools. Do you see? Say microwavable. That stuff got three times the amount of sodium. Give you high blood pressure. Clog up your arteries. But you eat it every day. Why do they need the sodium? Because it preserves the food. Make it what? Shelf life. Makes it last longer. But it's killing you.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Yes.
All right. So that means they don't understand calories. They don't understand calories. Children are overweight, type 1, type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
They don't exercise because they're in the phones. So no interaction, no nothing. You follow me? Dying early. Say dying early.
Dying early.
Mm-hmm. Education, middle class people, crucial for climbing success ladder and making money. You can't buy a house making $10 an hour, not in here. You can't buy a house making $15 an hour in this place. Houses going outside the roof. So you gotta be able to maintain, say maintain. You gotta at least live in the place you live, so you better get an education. Or you're gonna be in substandard housing. Do you follow me? So you have to be aware of your environment. Say aware of your environment. You know what education means? To pull out. Say pull out. To educate means to pull out of you. What's pulling out? Pulling out skills that are already in you. You can't pull out what's not in you. But if you don't take time to let yourself be developed, guess what? Your earnings potential is going to be severely diminished. And your ability to move up in society, what? It's going to be severely diminished. And God can't put nothing in your hands that you can't take care of. Why will God give you $25,000, that's it, can I ask you? $100,000 when you ain't spending $27,500, right? It will be a disservice to you to put more money in your hands than you what? Than you can handle, because you don't get yourself in trouble. Buy stuff you can't afford. Get in debt that you can't get out of. Do you follow me? So God prepares you for the next level. This will put you in a position for you to get to a level that you can't handle. Because if you get to a level you can't handle, you will fail. And God doesn't want you to what?
Fail.
So we're gonna discuss this later. Why? Because these frameworks, glory to God, can be hindrances to your next level living. And all of these are simply a mindset. It's how you've been trained. Rich folks ain't smarter than you. They just know more than you. Do you understand what I'm saying? They got access to stuff that you don't have access to. So you got to have what? Access. Some of these kids, they've been brought up in this. Because rich people's wealth is generational. This decade has the most millionaires being made. Huh? But they're also the most millionaires being lost. You're a millionaire tomorrow, but you broke. You understand what I'm saying? Because you aren't learning. See, I'm learning. As a matter of fact, old money, look down on new money. Because new money people buy stuff that don't make sense to them. Because new money people buy stuff so they can look good. Old level people don't care what I look like. I just know I got money. White friend of ours, love him to death. His daddy's wore overalls, say overalls. Every day, he looked like a poor country boy. Just that. They ain't got to work. Four children. They ain't got to work. Daddy left them wealthy. What am I saying? God wants you to think differently so you can live differently.
Amen.
Say, think differently.
Think differently.
So you can live differently.
Because
if you keep living the way you're living, you're going to have nothing more than what you have.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I want you to stand to your feet with me right now. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Did you get something out of this?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Give God a round of applause. You got something.